You're listening to the Deep and Unhinged podcast. I'm your host, Abby. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Deep and Unhinged. I'm your host, Abby, and I'm so happy that you're listening here whenever you're listening to this. I haven't recorded a solo episode in what feels like a really long time, mainly because I have been so busy. I've been busy moving. If you're watching this on my Instagram, then you can see that I have a different background. I am in my own studio apartment. I love it so much. I genuinely never thought that I was actually going to get to this point where I was living alone in my own apartment. Massive, massive step. And I couldn't be happier. If you know me personally, you know that this is seriously such a big step for me. I've only lived with roommates, and last year I lived with my ex-boyfriend. I have learned so much about myself and about the person that I want to be throughout those experiences, and I couldn't be more grateful. I am so happy to live alone, though. I could not express that more. So happy, because I'm learning so much more about who I am when I'm alone and what my routine is and how I like my house, what my cleaning habits are. It's just been such a huge blessing. So for all those people out there who know me personally, thanks for the support and thanks for loving me throughout every phase of that. It's been a long road, but where I am today feels really good and I'm really happy. Today's episode, I want to talk about missing things. Last night, I found myself scrolling through my camera roll at all my pictures from last year. Usually I don't do this, and I've actually talked about this in a past episode. Usually I don't love going back and reflecting on my past. I'm not sure why, but last night I decided, you know, I'm in a new place. I'm in a new era, if you will, and there's some things that I want to face and there's some things that I want to confront. As I was scrolling, I realized that there was a lot that came up for me. I saw pictures of my past roommates and I realized how much I miss living with other girls. I saw pictures of some of the projects that I was working on last year and I have stopped working on since. I saw some random selfies and I was like, wow, like I miss doing my hair like that, or I miss the way that my skin looked and whatever. A big one, I saw pictures of where I used to work last year and I got really, really sad about it. One of the major feelings that I felt was this feeling of loss, major loss. I just kept thinking to myself, like, I know that everything that has happened in my past happened for a reason and it's contributed to where I am now and why I'm so happy now. But I was like, why am I feeling this way? I realized how much I missed it, how much I missed those situations and how much I missed those things. So I sat in that space for a minute, just kind of ruminating over all these memories. And a lot of them hurt, honestly, like really hurt. Big thing that I think I struggle with, to be honest, is just learning how to let things go. I feel like I'm such an emotional thinker. So when I think back to old memories, I can literally feel them again as if it was the first time. I remember how it felt to cut my hair super short and how excited I was and how good it felt to just have a change, how sad I was when I had to leave the apartment that I love so much with some of my favorite roommates, when my semester ended and I had to say goodbye to my favorite professors, when I left my old job and I didn't have the closure that I wish I would have had with certain individuals that had made such a big impact on my life. So these feelings were pretty startling to me. Like I knew they would come up, but like I was still really shocked that they were as intense as they were. Usually when I look back at old memories, I kind of feel like I have this, wow, that was crazy. And then I remember how it ended and it quickly just shuts down any other feelings that I had. But last night I remember just realizing that it was like, no, like I really do miss these things. Like I miss them the same way that you miss people, the same way that you miss a trip. Like I missed these experiences and I missed these situations. So I started writing in my journal, and sometimes I feel like it's the best thing I can do when my brain is running 100 miles per hour. is I just start writing and I just throw my thoughts somewhere out in the open, somewhere other than inside my head. And it's honestly, it's one of the ways that I really feel like I can actually confront my past instead of trying to hide from it. Like I know that I do. And journaling has made such a positive impact in my life because it just kind of gives me the space to just say whatever I need to, knowing that no one else ever has to see them or read them, but that I can actually read it back and identify my feelings and then choose what to do with them. Not all feelings have to lead to an action. That's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, is that just because you feel something doesn't mean that you always have to do something about it. Sometimes you're just going to feel it and it doesn't have to mean anything. We actually assign the meanings to all of our feelings. No matter what I do, the world will continue worlding. Like the world keeps going. The planet keeps spinning. Regardless of how I feel about a situation, it will just keep happening. And I'm actually the one who gets to decide what it means to me. And not everything has to mean something. This is coming from someone who assigns meaning to absolutely everything. Not all of your feelings have to mean that you need to do something about it. I think growing up, I struggled with this a lot. I thought that if I was feeling a certain way, it meant that something had to change and that I had to make a decision. And I have made some really spontaneous changes based off of those feelings. So yes, journaling truly helps me because before I decide to label my feelings and assign meaning to them, I just want to get them on paper, read it back, and then see if I can make a more logical decision based off of that. I found myself just writing down some of my favorite memories from 2023. Not all of them were necessarily positive, but they all taught me so much. I decided that it was okay to take a different perspective on what I thought was missing and decided to spin it in a different way. This thought came through my head and I was like, damn, that's actually crazy. And this is it. If it isn't worth missing, then it probably wasn't worth living. Missing something is just another way to be grateful for the things that happened. Missing something doesn't have to be negative. If you miss something in your life, all that it means is that you gave awareness to it, that you gave pure intention to it, and that you cared about it. There will never be anything wrong with caring about something. Even if it didn't end up the way you wanted it to end up, even if you've completely moved on from that situation and you're no longer giving energy to that experience, there's nothing wrong with going back and realizing the good that it did for you and knowing that you did do your best in that situation and that you tried and you wanted it and you cared. So this idea really saved me last night while I was scrolling through my phone, because like I seriously probably wouldn't have been able to sleep unless I had come to that conclusion. I think that we tend to get so caught up in our past and we say to ourselves, well, what if I had just said this thing differently? Would it have ended up that way? Or I wish that I would have known that, then maybe I would have done it differently or I would have acted differently. And there's a lot of regret in those statements. Like there's a lot of like, oh, like I wish that I would have done this, or I wasn't good enough then to do that. And it's so self-deprecating. What I realized is that if you frame your memories in a negative way, then they will always feel heavy. If we can decide to pull the positive from them, regardless of the situation, regardless if you made mistakes and you didn't do it right, it can still benefit our life if you can take the positive from it, if you can take the life lessons, even if you can just honor your experience that it was like, hey, no, I cared about that. And I did the best that I could in that situation. And I'm going to give myself grace. I reposted something the other day that honestly sums it up perfectly. And it said, instead of saying, I wish I would have known, change it to now I know. I can't tell you how much that honestly just changed my perspective, because I think for a long time, I look back at my past and I look back at all these mistakes that I've made and all these things that I've thought, like, I really wish I would have done that differently. I wish that I would have came at that more honestly. I wish that I would have spoken to that person more honestly. I wish that I would have handled that differently. I wish that I would have done 1,000 things differently, because I was in that situation at one point and now I'm not, and I miss it. But like I said before, missing it and wishing that you would have done it differently doesn't change the fact that you didn't do it differently. You did that. And then there's the accountability piece too, that's so necessary, to be like, I didn't know then, but I know now. I can't change what happened. I can't change what I said. I can't change how I dealt with that situation, but now I know. And now I can make a change. And now I can choose something different. And I can give myself grace, and I can forgive myself and how I dealt with that. That's where the change happens. And I think that's where you can become just such a better person, and you can become so much more in touch with yourself, facing your regrets and facing the things that you've lost is the best way to gain more in your present, to gain more peace, to gain more resiliency. I know this is a really short episode, but I'm going to wrap up because I don't really want to talk about this too long, because I'm just going to end up restating everything I've said. But don't look back at your life with shame or regret or guilt or self-deprecation. Look back at your life with grace and love. There's a difference between shame and guilt. Guilt teaches us, and shame deprecates us. You are so loved, first of all. And second of all, you're so strong. Like, seriously, you don't even know. I don't even know who I'm talking to right now, but I just know it because it's a principle of the universe. You are worthy because you're breathing. You are worthy because you're here. You're worthy because you get to experience this amazing, incredible life. So give yourself grace. Look at your past with love. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you next time. Thank you guys. See you later.